It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Thompson School District in Loveland became the first in Colorado last night to adopt an equity policy. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
Many districts around the state have equity leaders or strategic plans and resolutions dealing with equity on race, religion, sexual identity, and more. But Thompson is the first to embed language around equity into policy that will guide several action plans. The district's Maria Gabriel says one of those plans could be increasing the number of teachers of color.
We know that there's a huge disparity there. We know there's a lack of understanding and experience.
Others could be training in diversity for teachers and creating a new discipline policy. The policy was a year in the making and involved community input. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Members of the Grand Junction City Council apologized last night for negative comments made on Monday about fellow council member Anna Stout, who had invited protesters to attend a meeting earlier this month. Philippea had said that when he saw the large crowd of protesters, he wondered whether he should bring his gun.
I let my emotions get the best of me at our last meeting. I just wanted to let you guys know that I was not directed at the movement. My fear wasn't about the people that were here. I had family that were there. Marching with you guys. I had friends that were there. It had nothing to do with you. All it had to do with was the process.
Paya directed his apology to the audience and the council, but not specifically at Anna Stout, his fellow council member. Several people giving public comments last night praised Stout and called for the resignation of Paya and other members. Denver's annual Juneteenth Festival will host virtual concerts today. The Juneteenth holiday is tomorrow. It celebrates the emancipation of the last remaining enslaved African Americans in the U.S. in 1865. Online performances kick off this morning and will include sets by DJ Jazzy Jeff and Colorado band The Reminders. The event was moved online amid the COVID-19 pandemic. For some animal species, wind energy development is considered one of the largest direct causes of death. Put simply, wind turbines kill bats. New research from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden shows that using ultrasonic acoustics can keep bats away from turbines and can reduce fatalities. Duke Energy will install the ultrasonic device on more than 250 wind turbines. This is CPR News.